Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
An absolutely brilliant finish that only took about an hour and a half to get through because of replay. And, Bart, playoff P became paralyzed P once again. It is Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. Chris Carlin in for Alan Hahn, along with Bart. And why do I get the sense that you got a little bit of joy out of playoff P missing those free throws down the stretch of that game?
No, see, this is different, right? Because it's hard to kind of blame him. Like, yes, that it gives me shades of Nick Anderson, a great free throw shooter that missed, I believe, four straight, you know, to be able to win for the Magic. They go down and get eliminated, and he, you know, he never was the same player. The reason why this is a bit different, let me hit my mute. The reason why this is a bit different is the fact that he was responsible for his own 8-2 run. He's the one that got them the lead. He got them there. And sometimes, unfortunately, the ball just doesn't fall. With that being said, they still had a one-point lead. And not understanding the time that with 0.7, all you can really do is get a lob. And, yes, Devin Booker set a good screen. But the fact that Zubac got caught underneath the rim and actually hit his hand trying to get that ball, you knew where the ball was going. Man, they've been running this play since Tyson Chandler, man, like the outbound play. That's usually what happens, man. You got to be better with situational basketball. You got to be able to, you know, be able to come up big in the big moments. This is an instance where a team lost the game. Another team didn't win it.
See, you know what? You need to give a little bit more credit to Devin Booker than to just gloss over that screen. This is a guy that got absolutely drilled in the head when he started bleeding with the Jay Crowder play earlier in the game. And he comes out and sets that screen on Zubac, basically putting his body completely on the line right there to win that game. Oh, yes, Zubac screwed it up, okay? But give Booker some more credit. These playoffs are truly the Devin Booker coming out party. And that to me just shows toughness. That shows greatness. That shows a guy that's ready to go win basketball games at all costs.
So we're going to give credit to the guy that set the pick.
After he got hurt earlier in the game? Absolutely.
You mean after he hurt Patrick Beverley with his nose? Are you kidding me? Like, you talking about when he headbutted, you know, and he had to go back and he had blood coming everywhere.
He's got tissue stuck up his nose part. He's got blood going everywhere. Come on.
I tell you what, you know, I tip my hat off to him, especially understanding that they put the gnat on him. They put the Josh Norman of basketball on him. The gnat, the little leech, the parasite that just won't go away. Mm. And I thought that was a great adjustment, the fact that Tyronn Lue decided to put Patrick Beverley, and they picked him up full court. But, you know, when you talk about these instances, you talk about the others. And they thought they can go back to the well with going with Boogie Cousins. But that didn't work out the same way, and I thought they forced the ball a little bit to him too much. But you got to tip your hat off to me. To me, it's about Cameron Payne. And it's about the fact that Cameron Payne is stepping up. And he's a guy from Murray State that was out of the league. He was out of the league searching. Disappointment early in his career. And now he's had a bit of a rebirth. And I feel like he's found a home. And I think Chris Paul has helped him to kind of take his game to the next level. And I think, that, you know, you think about the young talent on this team with Phoenix. They could be here to stay. And I ask you, Chris, is Phoenix now a destination? We know it's a great place to live.
Oh, yeah.
But now it's a great place to play basketball.
Oh, yeah. How could it not be? I mean, Monty Williams, if the coach of the year was voted on now, Monty Williams would win.
Well, he did win one of them.
He did win one of them, but you know what I mean. He'd win the ones overall because he's done an amazing job with that team, and I absolutely think it's a destination. But if you want to talk about it being all about a team losing that game last night, like the Clippers – I got to hear from my guy Petrified Pete and see exactly what's going on in his mind.
You gave him a new one?
I've got a bunch. You want to call him? You can go Painful P. You could go Paralyzed P. Whatever you want. You missed two big free throws. Here he is last night on missing those free throws. A little paralyzed at the mic. There's some straight talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Listen, I like Paul George. I think he's always gotten a bad rap.
He had erased it. He had erased the scarlet letter, and now it's coming back.
See, but here's what I don't get with you. Last week when he did erase it, you didn't want to give him the credit because you said, oh, well, he was going to light it up as soon as Kawhi got hurt. But last night, we're not going to get on him for missing free throws and putting that game away. And if you're the Clippers, Bart, I know they have been impossible to kill this postseason, but they're dead now. Clippers are dead now,
man.
Because when you don't, I'm assuming you don't have Kawhi the rest of the way. They are not beating the Suns in this series, and they needed to win one of these games in Phoenix to do it.
Listen, I think they're learning more, and they're breaking down the Da Vinci Code. They're becoming more familiar. What they have to figure out now is, and they try to go small and try to treat Aiden like they treated what's the big dude? Gobert. They try to treat him like they treated Gobert, go small and force him to come out of his comfort zone and have to, you know, play a more of a stretch five and not be able to control the paint. But the problem is Aiden he finds other ways to get involved. How many oops has he caught? How many, you know, you think about, you know, who's shooting the best field goal percentage in the playoffs. You got to say Aiden. And it's like not like he's averaging 8 points, 10 points. He's putting up 20 burgers. You know, he's putting up 20 burgers, man. And they're finding ways to get him the ball where he can be effective. And they thought they would go bigger with Zubas. But it just hasn't worked out. This is an instance where Boogie doesn't have the ability to play great defense. Zubas is good and he can score. But this is where they miss Serge Ibaka. Right, and it's always about who you don't have at these points, and they don't have Kawhi Leonard, they don't have Serge Ibaka, which this would have been a huge series for them, you know, for Ibaka. Right, you never know whose number is going to get called. This would have been Ibaka's turn to kind of step up and be somebody that can play great defense and rim protect, and maybe make it difficult for Aiden using his veteran savvy and his physical strength. But right now, Aiden's just running wild, man. You got to take something away. And yesterday they thought they were taking away Devin Booker, and they did to a certain extent. You know, held him relatively in check, you know, at 20 points. But you can't let Aiden go crazy like that, man.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Are the Clippers done this time? Are they toast this time? Let's hear from DeAndre Ayton on how that final play went down.
You're 7-12, man. You can dunk without jumping. Think you can stop it.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't athleticism and talent's a little tough to take right here. I mean, he just jumped straight up in the air. Honestly.
He gave all the credit to everybody else, and then at the end of the day, he doubled down on himself.
You're 6'18", yeah. Dunk the ball.
Yeah, he was looking like Razor Ramon. He would point the thumbs and say, hello to the bad guy. Like, come on, man. But I tell you what, when you score like that, a game winner, that's, you know, that might be his first game winner. And it coming in a pivotal game in the playoffs, you know that the Clippers was just trying to get one and hope that they can get some home cooking coming soon. And listen, I've seen Candyman. I've seen It. I've seen Michael Myers. I've seen Halloween. I've seen Jason 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 12, 13, and 18. I've seen Freddy Krueger. Listen, the Clippers are those guys. They are coming back. They will not be an easy out. This is not going to be a sweep. They're going to
You know those are movies, right?
Where's my Charles Barkley? I guarantee. Game three goes to the Clips.
I tell you what, you are jumping the gun on that one. Ty Lue on being down 0-2 in this series. Let's hear from him. Now, Bart, the one thing I will say is this. Down the stretch of this game, replay just absolutely destroyed it, and it gave the advantage to – I think you could argue the Suns for getting the free timeout to help design the play, all that stuff. All these stoppages, that last minute of the game seemingly took about 20 minutes. It killed, it actually killed some of the drama on that incredible final play right after, because you have to go through and you have to check everything with it. You have to check this and that. To me, it did take away from the incredible moment that that was. And also, given the free timeout to the Suns, listen, I know both teams get it, but it's still a benefit. There's no question.
Absolutely. They found a way to, hey, to get the review, to get opportunity. If they know that it's not going to be overturned, they get opportunity to be able to come to the sideline and figure it out. I mean, all sport does this, Chris. I mean, we used to call it lobster, right? You get in trouble acting like you fake an injury, fall down, I can't get up, lobster. You know, and you see instances in football where two people fall down and forget like that the other one fell down and the other one get up. Like, man, what the hell is going on, man? Like, it's just – you're always looking for situations where you can kind of, you know, benefit from the systems that we have in place. And those systems are perfect. And, you know, we want to get it right. So the whole review thing is making sure that nobody loses because, you know, they went with the human element.
Let's hit it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Spencer is in Indiana, up first today. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. What's up, Spencer?
Hey, I was watching the end of the game last night, and nobody's talking about it, but when Jay Crowder was taking the ball out, he was taking 2-3 steps to the left. That's a travel. Clippers should have won.
It depends, but I forgot the rule on that. You can run the baseline.
Well, it's off of a make. It's off of a make when you can run the baseline.
But was
it wasn't a make. The ball was knocked out of bounds, remember. So, you know, I need to see it again.
They need to overturn it then. They need to overturn it. It's illegal.
Yeah, but I didn't see him take a – we're watching some of the replays now, too. I didn't see him take any steps on it. I don't think that was anything to it. Thanks, Spencer, for the call. I don't buy that for a second. I mean, you know, you can only do that off of the make, and that's the biggest thing. That's when it's on the baseline. It's not even – like on the side. That's not a factor at all. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Travis is in Kentucky. He's next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Travis, what's up?
Hey, guys. Just wanted to ask you guys if Ben Simmons was in that same scenario.
If Ben Simmons was in the DeAndre Ayton scenario, would he have dunked it? I think that's what he's asking.
Ah, okay.
I
thought he was going to ask us if he was in pandemic peace scenario where he had a hit. Could he have hit one?
Honestly,
All he had to do was hit one.
Yeah.
All he had to do was hit one, and that live play is, you know, they may try and run it. They may try and go with some type of Devin Booker shot. But, man, the fact that you know the ball has to go to the rim. It's not enough time to catch and shoot.
Nope.
I don't understand. Why was it? It should have been other people there.
It is barely enough time to catch and shoot. I mean, 0.9, you could do that, but it was not defended well. And if you don't want to give Booker credit, that's on you.
If ever they needed Boban back on their team, yesterday was the night. You reigned.
Bart, tonight is the night. Tonight is the night. Giannis and the Bucks set up for the Eastern Conference Finals against the Hawks. And this has to be the beginning of a championship run for Giannis. I fully believe that the Suns are the best team left in these playoffs overall, because you and I feel the same way. We came out of the semis not feeling as great about the Bucks as I think everybody else did.
Right.
But Bart, Giannis, this is where he has to show up and be the best player on the court at all times, demand the basketball, do everything right to dominate this series. And look, you couldn't ask for a better matchup than they got with the Hawks. I know that we all maybe keep underestimating them. Let's be fair. The Bucks should take care of the Hawks, even though I don't think the Bucks are a great basketball team.
You know what? The Hawks are getting more and more confidence, and the more and more you watch them, Nate McMillan, and we saw the hack of Ben, you know, that was taking place in their last round against Philly. So I can imagine that it's going to be a hack Giannis as well, especially, you know, early on in pivotal times, so they need to steal possessions. But I don't know if Giannis is the best player on the court. I think maybe Trae Young is best player on the court, not only because of his shooting, but of his passing. And they have to have an answer, because imagine, that's Brook Lopez now that's trying to stop the lob. You're getting Brook Lopez in the pick and roll, and let's see if he has enough footwork to be able to recover back to the basket. You know, he's a little bit less athletic than Joel Embiid, and let's see if he can be able to recover enough to either, one, defend the lob or defend the teardrop.
You know, Bart, I listen, I can't sit here and say after two rounds of playoffs that Trae Young is the best player on the court here. I can't do it.
Is he having the best playoffs out of anybody left? Out of the playoffs, who's having the most consistent playoffs, Giannis or Trae Young?
I think Trae Young has been more consistent, but he's not the best player on the court. That's why Giannis has to dominate this series. He has to win it, because if you're in this position and it has set up as well as it has for you, you can't let opportunities like this go. Think about this for a second. They are a toe from being home on the couch.
Yeah.
They're a toe from being home on the couch. Mike Budenholzer is a toe from looking for work. I mean, if we're being honest about the situation. So when you get that kind of good fortune in your favor, you have to take advantage of it. And if Giannis is not going to be the best player on the court during this series, they're not going to win this series.
Right, and this is the next step, right, in their maturation period, right? Because we've been conditioned to say, hey, you have to lose, have disappointment, heartache, and then eventually you get over the hump. Well, sometimes, every once in a while, we see teams like the Dallas Mavericks that come and they just splash and win one when nobody expects them to win one, right? And could the Atlanta Hawks be that team? Can they be the Miami Heat of last year, who kind of comes in and gets to the finals and nobody expects it? Now, I know last year was a different situation, but I think they could. I want to see if they decide to put Collins, if Collins and Giannis is going to go, because those are two dogs and two athletes. Let's see if that's where they decide to go. And that's, you know, Collins can also make Giannis have to defend as well.
Giannis has to leave no doubt here. And I mean, look, I've been down on him for this postseason because, yeah, he had 40 the other night. I get that. But I went back down. You know, you watch that fourth quarter again. There wasn't a moment to me where I felt like, other than the baby hook shot,
yeah,
that Giannis was demanding the ball, controlling the game, and controlling every aspect of winning that game. He had 7 points in the fourth quarter and overtime in a game where he scored 40. That, to me, kind of speaks more to the fact that he needs to really establish himself as a lot more of an alpha male. And you can't tell me there weren't times during that series that teammates would rather have the ball in Chris Middleton's hands than Giannis if they needed a big shot.
No, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. So it's going to be interesting to see, watch the matchups, right? It's going to be, you know, Middleton versus Bogdanović. Bogdanović can hit his threes, because he was on fire a couple of games where he couldn't miss. Gallinari coming off the bench. Is he going to start? Is he going to, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how McMillan and Budenholzer, how they match up and how they cross match up. Who's going to come out? I mean, in this game, how big is Tucker? Like, who's Tucker's going to, you know, are they going to put, you know, you put Holiday. Can Holiday stop Trae Young by himself? Because we've seen some great defenders try and stop him, and they haven't been successful. He's been able to get a shot against anybody. And will Drew Holiday show up?
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Chris Carlin and for Alan Hahn today, along with Bart Scott. This has been some Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Up next, a two-time major champion and one of the best golfers in the world joins us right here on Bart and Hahn after Bart tells you about our friends from the Home Depot.
Get more out of the summer with savings on innovative washers and dryers during the 4th of July Savings Day event at the Home Depot. Give your laundry room an upgrade with big savings in store and online on top appliances. Right now, you'll save a bundle. Celebrate summer with the 4th of July savings, 4th of July savings event at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only while supplies last. Free delivery on purchases of $396 or more. Valid through July 14th. Back after this.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
Incredible, incredible season this past year for Dustin Johnson. It is Bart and Han on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Chris Carlin in for Allen. Bart and Han brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. Dustin Johnson, he is the second-ranked player in the world. He is at the Travelers Championship.
Second? When did he get second?
Yeah, second.
Did
John
I not hit?
Rahm won the Open. So oh,
I didn't hit my refresh button. I wonder what Dustin has to say about that.
He is the defending champ at the Travelers at TPC River Highlands in Cromwell this week, and he joins us right now. Dustin, it's Chris Carlin and former NFL linebacker Bart Scott here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate it. Bart's a little upset that you got passed this past week by John Rahm. What's your take?
Yeah, it's all right. John's been playing very well, obviously. I haven't had quite as good of a year as I'd like to so far, but I feel like the game is really coming around and starting to play well.
Were you surprised that Rahm was able to come back and win the Open after testing positive? And how would you have reacted to something that, finding out that you test positive or something like that, where you're playing so well you can't finish the tournament?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that was a tough deal, but, he was playing well and, probably was going to win Memorial. It's just one of those things that we have to deal with in this time. He came back. He played really great, especially there on Sunday to close it out. And, birdie in 17 and 18, that was that's how you win majors.
Hey, Dustin, listen, you really got off to a tremendous run starting last year at the Travelers, and it was only the third event last year after you guys kind of came back with no fans. What do you remember about that experience, and what was it about the Travelers last year that got you headed in the right direction for the year, really set you up for positive momentum?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you can get a win, it does a tremendous amount for the confidence, and that's what it did. It gave me that boost that I needed. I know I was playing well, but just to see the results, and obviously kind of used that as momentum and played really strong for kind of the rest of the year.
Do you think that rivalries are great for golf, to have some guys that's kind of have a little disdain for each other? Speaking of Koepka and DeChambeau?
I don't know how much of a rivalry that it actually is, but sure, I guess it is. I don't know. I mean, until one of them, until they go in the parking lot, I don't think it's really much of a rivalry.
Yeah, I'm hoping it gets like Happy Gilmore, with Bob Barker, I'd like to see a couple fisticuffs, a little Nolan Ryan uppercuts, that's all you got type of stuff action going on.
Absolutely. Then we got something to talk about.
All right, but you work out with – do you still work out with Brooks? I know that you used to.
No, we used to. We not anymore.
Okay. So when you watch that from afar, though, are you somebody that, as being on the tour, feel like that would be a good thing for golf if you genuinely had two guys that really didn't like one another?
Sure. I don't know. Yeah, maybe it could be, but it's I don't really follow it too much either. I got enough going on. It's hard enough to keep track of all the stuff I got going on, so keeping track of other people is not really in the cards.
Dustin Johnson joining us right now, number two in the world. When you look at the way that this has evolved in golf over the last year, not having fans versus having fans back right now, what kind of a difference did you notice last year without the fans in attendance versus having them back this year?
Yeah, it's something to get used to for sure. And then obviously we played 6 months it was last year with no fans, you kind of get used to it. And then when you start back with fans again this year, obviously I've played my whole career with fans. So, last year was definitely an adjustment period there early. But you figure out a way to deal with it and, try to – a lot of times the fans, obviously, they bring a lot of energy. So you got to figure out a way to keep that energy up. Especially on Sundays, Sunday afternoons when you're coming down the stretch. But, for me, it didn't really feel any different, having the fans there or not coming down the stretch. Obviously, there is a big difference. But, it's been great, this year having, limited fans, and hopefully soon we'll be back to normal.
Speaking of the fans, I've always wondered something, right? Phil took exception to a fan taking a picture the other day. Right, and I'm thinking, like, being an athlete, it's a part of the hecklers are a part of most sports. Not is unique to golf that everybody is quiet, but wouldn't golf be a little funner if you had some hecklers out there, some put them in a hole guys saying it early, where, like, it's almost equivalent to, like, we saw Pandemic P, Paul George yesterday miss some tough pivotal field goals. We've seen kickers miss some clutch field goals. Wouldn't it be a little funner if you were allowed to heckle the golfers?
Yeah. No, not really. It's not noise. It's fine if it's constant noise, but obviously with golf, it's quiet. And then when you right in the middle of your backswing, you hear a camera click or someone yells, obviously that's not okay. And it's not okay for anybody. But if it was constant noise, it'd be no problem. But it's just when it's quiet and you get that sudden loud noise, right in the middle of your swing, it definitely throws you off, period.
Dustin Johnson at the Travelers Championship this week in Cromwell, Connecticut, the TPC River Highlands, defending champion, trying to go after it again this year. Dustin, all right, just settle this for me right now, because this is a debate I've had with too many friends. What is the greatest golf movie of all time?
There's a couple good ones. Probably my favorite's gonna be 10 Cup.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair. And I'd be with you on that, because are you more Roy McAvoy or are you more the guy that, Don Johnson in that movie?
who isn't a Roy McAvoy fan?
Love it. Hey, listen, Dustin, we appreciate the time, man. Good luck this week at the Travelers, okay?
All right, thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Dustin Johnson at the Travelers Championship, TPC River Highlands this weekend on the PGA Tour. Listen, he wasn't going to bite on that, because I know when it's quiet and then all of a sudden somebody yells, like, Joe Flaherty yelling out jackass in the middle of Shooter McGavin's swing, that's different than 80,000 people screaming at you.
So what you're saying is maybe they need to be quiet when people are at the free throw line, and right when they're about to release it, go, bullcrap! So it's not constant noise, it's sudden noise.
Exactly. Exactly.
So if you're at a football game and the kicker's out there about to kick, just hold that horn, that air horn, right until they step up, go, and it's a wrap.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. But you can't keep 80,000 people quiet when they're not used to it, and they've got, you know, they're five deep in beers.
No, but if Dustin just told us how to make it effective, I think he's just giving up the Da Vinci Code to how to rattle athletes. Now, we'll see if it works, but I'm used to being heckled the entire time. So you kind of block the noise out. You're not supposed to hear the noise. The fact that he's telling me that you can hear a flash from a camera phone tells me that they are not focusing on their swing.
See, there is such a thing among friends and like out there that's called the distraction golf, where you purposely go out with your buddies and you could play in tournaments like this,
yes,
where the point is that you scream and yell every time they're about to swing. And, of course, there's, you know, some alcohol involved and things like
yes.
that. That's the kind of golf that you would appreciate.
Yes, we need to get, like celebrity foursomes, right? And, like, it's $1 million on the line. You know, you talk about what Brady is doing and what Aaron Rodgers are doing with this charity golf tournament. I want to get, like, a foursome for $5 million, and I want, like, Kevin Hart, Dave Chappelle – you know what I mean? I want
Dave
Earthquake
Chappelle.
There. I want Bruce. I want Cat Williams. You know what I mean? And I want them just cracking jokes on the swing. And it's $5 million on the line.
And you got Earthquake there as well.
I got to have Earthquake. You know, he from the D. I got to have Earthquake there.
888-SAY-ESPN. Dustin Johnson.
Hamburger.
Bringing us to Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. If you notice, Bart sounds a little extra happy today, and there is a very, very good reason for that. We'll tell you why. ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance, cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and more at progressive.com. Find out why that smile cannot be taken off his face next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Bart and Han.
Yeah, man. Ben Wallace looking like Papa Smurf with all that damn gray hair he got going on. But it's all good because he was good luck, Chuck, baby. We on our way back. Last year, Kellen Hayes. This year, we going to get us a little Cade Cunningham. Have us a tremendous backcourt. Got a lot of money to spend. Got rid of Derek Rizzo's. Yeah, Detroit. Listen, basketball ain't basketball without the bad boys in the building. For everybody that want to collab and clap and talk about all these prestigious organizations, the Miami Heat. I'm talking about the others. I'm not talking about the Blue Bloods. I'm talking about the others. People always forget to talk about those Pistons that have three world titles.
Mm-hmm.
Put some respect on their name, baby. They coming back. Forget waiting for the Bulls to come back. Detroit going to come back in a strong way. We got a coach of the year. He just ain't coached like it since he's been there.
Do you need
that's
me
because
to
he had nobody.
Do you need me? Do you want to handle this? You can keep going.
I'm just saying. I'm conflicted. Do I want Cade Cunningham or do I want Jalen Suggs? I don't know which one I want more.
You want Jalen Suggs. That's what you want. It's Bart and Han, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Goodyear helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. And I have to tell you, you know, when I thought of you first thing, and I couldn't have been happier for you, in that moment. And I watched Suggs play a lot this past year, and I watched Cade Cunningham play a lot this past year. I'll be honest, I don't think you can go wrong with either. I just love the idea of having the explosive point guard like Suggs versus Cunningham, maybe, you know, more of a shooting guard, but a big one.
Methodical, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we see the game, guys able to get their own shots, right? We're watching Devin Booker, a guy that can create his own space, right? We know the Dame Dollar, guys that can create their own space. We know it's more dynamic when you got somebody that can get their own shot and then create for others an explosiveness, quickness, you know, Donovan Mitchell. I want that, and I see that in Jalen Suggs. Everybody wants to talk about how great Cade Cunningham is. Oh, he got off to a slow start. At no point this year did I watch him and think that he was a better player than Jalen Suggs.
Not once. Not once you didn't
But
think
you know that. What? I'm a casual, right? I'm a casual. Mm-hmm. I parachute in when it comes to college basketball. I will admit, I'm not a huge college basketball fan. So if any of those college basketball listeners are out there, please tell me if I'm off my rocker. Should I want Jalen Suggs? It's been reported that they're willing to move out of that space. I can only imagine what that price would be.
Bart, being from Detroit, when the Pistons are good, when the Pistons get it together, are they the biggest show in town?
They are. It's not even close. First of all, the Lions never was.
Right.
I mean, every once in a while, Hockey Town, we love our hockey, right? And the Red Wings are pretty much like the Yankees of hockey, right? They spent a lot of money. You know what I mean? The Tigers have always been kind of bottom of the pack. But you can always count on those Pistons to have – like periods of time where they dominate. Remember what the early 2000s was all about. The early 2000s was all about the Pistons, right? It was all about Tayshaun Prince. It was all about the acquisition of Rasheed Wallace. It was all about Ben Wallace and his defense. It was all about Chauncey Billups and Rip Hamilton, right? They dominated. They were a movement, right? They got one. They should have got two. Right, and they were like, the Pistons are one of these organizations that comes in and interrupts your regularly scheduled programming, right? Because guess who they beat to get that title? Shaq, Kobe, Gary Payton, and Karl Malone trying to steal a damn title. Sent they ass home quick. They need to go settle.
Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. The wackiness of the sticky stuff inspections really boiled over last night in one major league city. That's next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.